The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee, so recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O Most Merciful of the Merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about the social aspect of fasting.
Oh Ramadan, must the mercy you are, welcome Ramadan. Oh Ramadan, oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan. Ramadan, 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 Ramadan.
Today, Wednesday, is the 25th of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 27th of April 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of chapter of Rahman, verses 33 to 34.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا معشر الجن والإنس الشمس إن استطعتم أن تنفذوا من أقطار السماوات والأرض فانفذوا لا تنفذون إلا بسلطان.
O company of jinn and mankind, if you are able to pass beyond the regions of the heavens and the earth, then pass. You will not pass except by authority from Allah.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed word in question is saying, O jinn and men, if you truly intend to evade divine recompense and chastisement, make an attempt to transcend the boundaries of the heavens and the earth, and thereby leave the bounds of His omnipotence. However, you may never embark upon the same unless through divine might, and such might is not at your disposal. You may never evade the tribunal of divine justice. Wherever you go, you shall be divine realm. Wherever you stand, it shall be His sovereignty. We're going to speak about the social aspect of fasting. This is our topic for this episode of today's special. During Ramadan, it is traditional for Muslims to collect and donate to charities. Communities come together to donate to local mosques for good causes. This time is a period of reflection for many. Many find new awareness of their lives and find feelings of gratefulness. Giving to charity is just as important as fasting. Ramadan is also known as the month of selflessness and charity. The month of Ramadan develops spiritual, social, and moral values. During this time, the poor are given attention and charity, and faith led neighborhoods practice hospitality. Fasting aims to establish equality between the rich and poor, and the rich experience hunger and learn to show respect and appreciate the less fortunate. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin as-sa'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about the social effects of fasting. First of all, Islamic rituals and Islamic religious observances have many aspects dimensions. One of them is the individual effects. Another one is the social effects or social influence. In this connection, it must be indicated that fasting has got some social aspects or social effects. According to certain Islamic rites and rituals, we find that even performing daily prayers cannot be devoid of social effects. For example, we find that when people attend mosques and in Shi'i communities, Husseinias and so on, for the sake of performing congregational prayers, the mere attending mosques and performing congregational prayers, it indicates that they are together. And since a community of believers get together, they develop a sense of helping each other. I mean, receiving and giving mutual help. In this connection, we find that fasting is no exception in this regard. Certainly, according to Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, who said, إِنَّمَا فَرَضَ اللَّهُ الصِّيَامُ لِيَسْتَوِي بِالْغَنِيِّ وَالْفَقِيرِ. It has been the case that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it incumbent and mandatory to observe fasting so that the rich and the poor would be the same. As we know, the poor people usually receive less food, and they are not as wealthy people as, well-to-do people in terms of enjoying certain aspects of this worldly life. Because of this, we find that people are expected, everybody is expected to observe fasting, and the initial or the basic level of fasting is enduring thirst and hunger throughout the daytime.
Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind.
Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind. Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind.
This part, Social Benefits of Fasting in Ramadan, and from its least, we choose increasing sympathy for the poor. One of the other social benefits of fasting in Ramadan is to experience the feelings of others. Thus, you can sympathize with the poor, help them, and be grateful to Allah for His favor on you. The other benefit is having solidarity spirit. As the devils are chained up in the month of Ramadan, Muslims are ready to exert more effort to help others in this month. Also, as the reward doubles in the month of Ramadan, we hurry to serve our society. For sure, this is recommended in general, but in Ramadan, it is highly recommended since the reward is doubled. From social effects of Ramadan, fasting develops dignity. People who have preserved against hardships, such as hunger and thirst, and have thus trained their body and soul, can challenge and overcome every difficulty they may encounter in life. Hunger and thirst cease to be great threats for such people. Hunger pains are no longer a chain that holds them back. Such people can protect their self-respect and dignity at any cost. They will not beg for money or food even when they are hungry. Yogis can go on living without food or drink for 6 months, even though they are not seeking the pleasure of Allah. Therefore, it is not hard to understand how believers feel secure that with the help and consent of their Lord, they can easily endure more physical suffering without degrading themselves before other people if they fall on hard times. But those who have never fasted and thus immunized their body against hunger will most probably abase themselves and begin to beg for food in order to satisfy their hunger when they find themselves having to do without.
We have to come towards the ibadah. We have to strengthen our ibadah. Teach yourself. You know, it's very difficult for you to just start all from the beginning, going and doing all of the ibadah all at once. Teach yourself. Discipline yourself. Just like when you want to go and run in a marathon, you want to go and play a sport, you go and you discipline yourself. You go and exercise. You warm up. Start by praying 2 rak'ahs. You can't pray. Salat al-Layl is 11 rak'ahs. If you can't do all the 11 rak'ahs, start by doing the shaf and the wat. If you can do more, do more. Recite the du'as, recite the munajat that are there for us. One day Prophet Isa alayhi salam, he passes by a very old person who was paralyzed and blind and he has leprosy. So no one could come near him. He has a skin disease. And he's paralyzed and he's blind. Isa, he asks him, كيف أصبحت? How do you feel today? He tells him, يا روح الله أصبحت في أحسن الأحوال. Oh, روح الله, I feel at my best right now. He tells him, how? You're suffering. You have a skin disease. You're paralyzed. You're blind. No one comes near you. He tells him, يا روح الله إِنَّ لِسَانِي لَمْ يَنْقَطِعْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Oh, Ruh Allah, the only thing that I have left is a tongue that moves. And that tongue keeps reminding me of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have the dhikr of Allah. I feel very good right now. This is how we should train ourselves during the month of Ramadan, my dear brothers and sisters.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Please keep us in your prayers and du'as. And there is nothing else, just fi amanillah.
القرآن ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن
Food for thought. Hello everyone, let us contemplate on a short but sweet saying from the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. The tongue is a wild beast. When it's let loose, it devours.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam regarding feeding others, the virtues of feeding a hungry person. As you know, it's the month of Ramadan, and it's the month of fasting. And, you know, one of the purposes of fasting is that we remember the hungry. And when we remember the hungry, we should go feed the hungry. People who are hungry and needing food and deserving of food, they deserve to be fed. We should go and feed them. This is one of the good deeds that we can perform in this month. And we get a lot of reward from it. In the Holy Quran, we read the following. They give food for the love of Him to the needy, the orphan, and the prisoner, saying, we feed you only for the sake of Allah. We do not want any reward from you, nor any thanks. This is an interesting verse. This is about the family of the Prophet who actually gave food, you know, to the hungry, you know, after their fast. Right? So it's kind of related to, the month of Ramadan that we're in right now. Again, in the Holy Quran, we read, or feeding the needy on a day of starvation, or an orphan amongst relatives, or a needy man in desolation. Right? This is one of the virtues of the believers. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, one of the things which gives one obligatory entrance into paradise, meaning if you do this, you know, your entrance into paradise is secure and it becomes necessary. What is it? And also the Imam says, and forgiveness. Meaning you'll also be forgiven, definitely. No doubt about it. What is it? Feeding a starving person. If a person is hungry, God forbid he's starving, you feed him. This is one of the things that you can do to secure your entrance into paradise and your forgiveness from your sins. Then the Imam alayhi salam went on to recite the following verse of the Holy Quran. Or feeding the needy on a day of starvation. Oh, it'amun fi yawmin di maskhaba. It's a very famous verse of the Holy Quran. Feeding the needy on a day of starvation. So also Imam Bakr alayhi salam is reported to have said, verily Allah loves the feeding of food to others and the spilling of blood, in other words, offering of sacrifice. Right. So let's all try to feed hungry people today in this month, in the month of Ramadan. Also, if we're living in Muslim countries, non-Muslim countries, one of the things that we can do, which is also a form of propagation and tabligh, is feeding non-Muslim people, right? You know, one of the things that non-Muslims do, people who want to, you know, spread their religion, is that they open soup kitchens to help feed the hungry and the destitute. But we can also do this, and in this way, present ourselves as being good people and good members of society. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of feeding a hungry person in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please remember us in your prayers in this holy month. Thank you for joining us here again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to the Let's Read and Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much for joining us. May inshallah Allah Almighty grant everyone a blazing, healthy and long life, inshallah. So I really say that to all of you, may Allah accept all your prayers, your du'as. Inshallah, Allah Almighty grant us all with the reward of Jannah, inshallah. All right?
Yeah.
So, Brother Minhal Hussein, salam alaikum. Mahdi al Husseinan, salam.
Salam.
How are you? Good. Are you good?
Yes, I'm good.
How much good?
Good. Nope.
Too much good?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. How about Muhammad Hadi? Sayyid Muhammad Hadi. Are you good?
Naqabi. Yes, I'm good.
Okay, the answer of how are you is not Naqabi. Good. How about Muhammad Yahya?
Sayyid
Muhammad Yahya.
I'm good, thanks.
So, thank you so much for joining us. Inshallah, today we are going to continue our lessons also and trying to learn some new rules, some new tips on how to read and recite the Holy Quran. Welcome back, respected brothers and sisters. Thanks for joining us. Let's continue, inshallah, towards our topic, which was silent
letters.
The letters which are written in the Quranic words but not pronounced. So four letters were there: waw, alif, lam,
wali.
Yeah, or we can make a word, wali letters. So we earlier talked about the alif and lam with moon letters and sun letters, and we don't need to repeat them because we learned them, alhamdulillah. Today we learned the letter waw and ya, right? Mm-hmm. So there are many cases with the letter waw and ya to be silent, written but not pronounced. So the first case was when waw and ya becomes the sit or chair for
Hamza.
So you pronounce it Hamza, not waw, not ya. Like the word عِنْدَ بَارِئِكُمْ, not بَارِيَكُمْ. قِثَائِهَا, not قِثَائِهَا. Yes,
شئتم.
Mahdi?
شِئْتُمْ. Yes. It's not شِئْتُمْ, it's yeah. شِئْتُمْ.
Okay. And also the word نُؤْمِنَ. It's not نُؤْمِنَ. It's نُؤْمِنَ.
نُؤْمِنَ, yes.
Okay.
And remember, okay, that if Hamza is on the top of Aleph or at the bottom of Aleph, again, it's pronounced as Hamza, not Aleph. All right? That's easy, alhamdulillah. So, let's go to the second case. Guess what is the second case? Can you guess?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it Aleph or Maksuri on...
Yeah. Oh, it becomes no. If you see a dagger alif on the top of waw or ya, it is now. The second case is when waw or ya will be changed or will be pronounced as alif maddi. How? When it becomes the sit or chair for dagger alif. When you see dagger alif on the top of waw or on the top of ya, so remember that it's not pronounced as waw or ya. Not wa, not ya. It will be changed to alif maddi. Look, for example, the word zakat. Minha Hussein?
Yes, sir.
Mahdi, zakat. The word zakat. It's written z with za, kaf, waw on the top of waw. A dagger alif, then ta in some writings of the Quran, okay? In some versions of writing, styles of writing. So it will be pronounced as zakat, not zakawat. Okay? Or salat. It will be pronounced as salat. Wow, on the top of wow, there is dagger alif. Not salawat. If it is salawat, salawat is different from salah. If it is salawat, we have to recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
If it is salat, we have to do a prayer. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Subhana rabbi al-azim wa bihamdi. Okay.
Salawat, salawat.
So, we have to say. Let's go to some examples. Let's go to the same page, page 9. And let's see if we have any of them. Then inshallah we'll come back and talk about the next case. Okay, let's go find some examples. Can you find anyone?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
The same ayah. Ayah 61. First we have to say.
Yeah.
Wait,
the dot is here.
When you whenever you want to. I forgot the ayah. So whenever you want to recite the Quran Karim. فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا
مُوسَى يا موسى
يا موسى
سا
نا
يا موسي
not يا موسي or no يا موسي it's not of course it's
and it's
مكسورة.
Also not موسي يا
it's not موسى يا وإذ قلتم يا موسى يا موسى
يا موسى يا
وإذ قلتم يا موسى لن نصبر على طعام واحد so look at the word يا موسى Ya, on the top of Ya, again we have dagger alif. Yes or no?
Yeah.
You see a dagger alif on the top of Ya? Ya, yes. Musa. Yeah, the first part.
Ya, you, Musa.
Ya, you, Musa.
Why you do not pronounce like this then? Wa idh qultum a Musa.
Because it's a Hamza.
No, it's not a Hamza. Because it has the harakat. Look at the harakat.
It's not Musa.
So if it has harakat, it's ye or wow. If it doesn't have harakat and on the top of them a dagger alif, in that case, it's pronounced as alif maddi.
Yeah.
Go to the next word. لن نصبر على على a dagger alif will be pronounced as alif maddi.
Yes.
على طعام read the next word. طعام
واحد.
So on the top of what we have again?
Nothing.
A dagger alif.
No, don't.
Oh, it's not written there?
It's Aleph. Aleph next to it.
Oh, that's Aleph then. In our Quran, it's dagger Aleph. Yes?
Yeah. يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So, Minha Hussein, why you do not read it as Ahidin?
Because we have
on the top
here.
Of Alif.
Yeah.
Dagger Alif. Why? Why you're not reciting it ahidin?
Because it is
ahidin.
No, because it has the harakat itself. So when the letter has harakat, it will be pronounced the same letter.
Apparently the harakat has a mind of its
own. So waw has harakat.
Yeah.
Doesn't have harakat?
No.
It has.
Yeah, it has.
It has harakat.
But it has a mind of its own.
Okay? It's pronounced as waw. But when it doesn't have harakat, when it's the seat or chair for alif maddi, it will be changed to alif maddi. The letter.
And then it won't have a mind of its own.
فَدْعُوا لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُخْرِجْ لَنَا مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرُضَ أَهْأَرُضَ Alif, on the top of Alif Hamza, it will be pronounced as Hamza, not Alif. مِنْ بَقُلِهَا وَقِثَائِهَا إِهَا That was the example for the first case, yes?
Okay.
وَفُومِهَا وَعَدَسِهَا وَبَصَلِهَا قَالَ Recite it.
قَالَ
Uh-huh. أتستبدلون the seat alif is the seat or chair for حمزة أتستبدلون it doesn't have yours
yeah it
doesn't matter okay. it doesn't matter so that fatha shows that this is not alif because alif doesn't have harakat so it doesn't accept harakat okay so it means that's حمزة then قال أتستبدلون الذي هو أدنى Na ya on the top of your dagger alif, which will be changed to alif.
Okay, this word means alif.
بالذي هو خير اهبطوا مصرا فإن لكم ما سألتم وضربت عليهم. Do you remember we talked about حمزة الوصل and حمزة القطع?
Yes,
حمزة القتل.
It cuts. I mean, it kills.
Yeah, so remember that when on the top of alif, on the top of wow. On the top of Hamza, Hamza, Ya. Or at the bottom of Alif, at the bottom of Ya, when you see Hamza, it is Hamzatul Qata'.
Yeah, because wasl. Of that it cuts.
You gotta read it.
Yeah, because of that it cuts the dots of Ya and sit
MashaAllah.
That's why
wow. One more example. One more example.
Yes.
وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةُ والمسكنة وباء بغضب من الله ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله حمزة on the top of حمزة
yeah.
on the top of
yeah.
yeah yeah that is حمزة not yeah do not say بآياتنا بآيات الله بآيات الله
it's
ويقتلون النبيين بغير الحق ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون right
yes
okay yeah. inshallah the next page we will recite together so but let's go to
sir it's group 10 I mean no it's 10
yes sir
one more page
number 11 so group by group
yeah
group by group so we two day two
just a second just a second
please
Just a second.
Wait, I think I forgot this page.
Mahdi.
Yes.
There is one more case, okay?
Wait.
One more case. One
yeah,
more case
one
is
more
there.
Case.
Yes. One
the
more
third
case,
case is when there is. Have you heard about plural
yes.
verbs?
Yes, mm-hmm. like two and more.
Yeah, yeah. For example, we have singular verb. For example, what?
Like one itself is
yeah one for one person in English it's not different in English just for third person we have different form of verb but with the other ones like
one.
Three four five two for first person second person
third
person.
Person
plural we have the same verb for example we say I eat
they,
we eat
they
eat,
eat
you eat
them,
students eat,
eat
teachers eat
But
not
fasting.
In the month of
the,
Ramadan, okay?
Yeah, they're
during the days, no.
Wait, like, no, humans eat in Ramadan.
yeah, he's getting hungry now.
Yes,
humans eat in Ramadan.
Okay.
That is true.
So, like but for the subject, he, she ate Mahdi min hal singular. We do not say he eat. We say he eats.
Funny.
In Arabic, Mahdi, you know better. In Arabic, we have, for example, ذهبه. For one person.
Yeah, ذهب.
I mean,
ذهب
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 No, no. Talk about me.
ذهب ذهب من هال
Wait. For two people. What do you say for two people?
ذهب.
ذهبت
No. ذهبت means one lady.
ذهب
means one man. Just went.
ذهب
means
ذهبت.
ذهب with alif. ذهب with alif. Alif is the pronoun for two people. Then the plural form is ذهبوا.
ذهبوا.
ذهبوا. Okay. Understood?
Yeah.
Under of studness.
Yep.
Under of studness.
Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network, students of Sevier International Schools Network, and the teacher. Thanks so much for joining us. Inshallah, we will be back with the next cases of silent letters.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
صفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ilahi, law qarantani bil asfad wa mana'tani سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائح عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي
وسترك علي في دار الدنيا.
Brothers and sisters, the concept under discussion was love of Allah. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, in this part of the supplication, Abu Hamza says, إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد, O Allah, if you tied me with chains, ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد, if you cut me off from your stream of bounties in the eyes of people, ودللت على فضائح عيون العباد, and if you exposed me to infamy and disgrace to the eyes of people, وأمرت بي إلى النار, if you ordered me to proceed to hell, وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار, and if you set up a barrier between me and the pious ones, ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك, this would not stop me from expecting your pardon, this would not make me stop to have hope in you. And Imam says, لا خرج حبك من قلبي, this would not make your love get away from my heart. This means that this kind of love is different from the others. This love is the love of Allah that is permanently with the pious ones, with the awliyaullah. We said that this element, this love of Allah, is so important that it compensates sometimes for the lack and deficiency of the deeds. This pleasure is beyond expression. And now another function. Love of Allah, the true love from the servants, protects them from the punishment. If sins cause a person to fall in the eyes of Allah, if the sins and committing them expose a servant to Allah's punishment, then the love of Allah can protect them from His chastisement.
Ramadan, 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 Ramadan.
The ocean of dua.
Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says elsewhere, O Allah, my sins have indeed frightened me, but my love of you has given me protection. This might be the very first topics that we discussed when we reached this part of the supplication. You may remember we discussed the concepts of khawf and raja, fear and hope, and the fact that we should strike a balance between these two. Since we have sufficiently discussed them, we're not going to talk about them. And I assume you can refer to the previous episodes of the program in the website. One important thing we need to consider when we are talking about love is that the hearts of people are at different levels and stages in relation to the love of Allah. Among the instances of love is a kind of love which is so superficial and weak that it only remains unnoticed even by the lover himself. And yet, among its instances is the love which fills the heart of a person, such that it does not leave any empty place in it for other things. Things which people take as amusement and which occupy their time from the remembrance of Allah. There is also another level of love in which the one is not satisfied with the remembrance of Allah and with standing before Him. The thirst of his heart is not quenched by remembering Him and invoking Him, however long his standing and prayer before Him might be. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says in a supplication, my master, I'm hungry of your love, such that I can never feel satisfied. I am thirsty of your love, such that it cannot be quenched. O my yearning for he who sees me while I am unable to see him. From among the more beautiful and more profound kind of love is what we find in the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam in the supplication of Kumail. He says, فَهَبْنِي يَا إِلَهِي صَبَرْتُ عَلَىٰ عَذَابِكَ فَكَيْفَ أَصْبِرُ عَلَىٰ فِرَاقِكَ. Then suppose, O Allah, O my Master, my Protector and my Lord, that I am able to endure your chastisement. How can I then endure separation from you? Then he continues, and suppose that I'm able to endure the heat of your fire. How can I endure not gazing upon your generosity? Or how can I dwell in the fire while my hope is your pardon? This is the result and sign of the most perfect level of love. That is the same kind of love that stops man from being disappointed in the pardon of the Lord. This is exactly what Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says. مَا قَتَعْتُ رَجَاءِ مِنْكِ وَمَا صَرَفْتُ تَأْمِيلِ الْعَفْوِ عَنْكِ لَا خَرَجَ حُبُّكَ مِنْ قَلْبِي. I did not lose my hope. I did not forget your pardon because your love is still in my heart. Thank you for staying with us. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
قضیه فلسطین از یادان نخواهد رفت و شهر مقدس بیت المقدس پایتخت فلسطین باقی خواهد ماند و قبله اول مسلمان ها برای مسلمان ها باقی خواهد ماند.
The issue of occupied Palestine will never be forgotten. The holy city of Beit al-Muqaddas will remain forever the capital of Palestine. And the first Qibla of Muslims will always be there for Muslims. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei.
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام میگذاره همه این ارزش ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام كل معاجل يسأل الإنذار وكل مؤجل يتعلل بالتسويف